a borrowed word from classical languages, originally meaning a unit of 10,000, as in an army formation of 10,000. It's used often now to denote many things, including an infinite number of things, or simply a great number. The big question arises, should you put an article in it, such as a, as in there is a myriad of stars in the sky, versus there are myriad stars in the sky? And the answer is both are correct. It's simply a matter of stylistic preference. You should, however, be consistent. When you're confused by it, just remember there are maybe not myriad ways to use the word myriad, but there are at least a couple. You've been listening to A Grammarphone with Daniel Wolf on CFRC.
Hey everybody, it's Friday night. This is Kaboom, your weekly dose of alternative music here on CFRC 101.9, and my name is Jen. Thanks for joining us. This week we're going to dive into some alternative music from 1978. The punk scene is starting to branch out into some new wave and some art rock, some power pop, and this alternative music that we now know and love. The music still has lots of attitude, but now all of a sudden we're dancing to it and we're singing along and it's becoming a little more mainstream. We're going to start out with three very popular songs from the 70s. First two are from The Cars, My Best Friend's Girl and Good Times Roll. And then we're going to hear from Elvis Costello and Pump It Up. Enjoy.
Best friends girl.
Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. Elvis Costello and Pump It Up. You're here with Jen on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, and this is Kaboom. It's Friday night, and we're listening to some alternative music from 1978. Got a couple more songs that have a nice little catchy hook to them. Sort of pre-alternative music here. We're going to hear some Joe Jackson, and Is She Really Going Out With Him?
With gorillas down my street. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there,
well,
there's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself I look real smooth. Look over there,
well,
here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof.
Yeah.
streets for money. You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
Roxanne, 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 Roxanne.
Oh, some real bangers in that set. First, we heard from Surrender by Cheap Trick. And then we heard a couple songs from The Police. We heard Can't Stand Losing You and Roxanne. I had a roommate in university named Roxanne. And I remember when I first met her, you know, I went, Roxanne! And then I realized as the year went on that every single person that she meets does that to her. So I never did it to her again because it was very annoying. Even to just be around her, it was got very annoying. But I can't imagine she loves that song very much. But if you're listening, Roxanne, that one's for you. This is Jen on Kaboom, CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, and it's Friday night. And we're listening to my favorite alternative songs from 1978. Kind of baby alternative music. Just the little beginnings of alternative music. Up next, we've got the Ramones, and I Want to Be Sedated.
My brain, oh no, oh, 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 oh. and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night belongs.
right, let's get to the weird side of 1978. Now we're getting into some music where people didn't really care so much about the genre. They were mixing some funk and some disco and some reggae, some art rock, and it all became the wonderful world of alternative music that we all know and love now. That was Take Me to the River by the Talking Heads. And up next, we're going to hear another one that's just kind of just throw all those different genres in a blender and out comes Everyone's a Winner by Hot Chocolate.
You do to me. down the street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Down.
I have this argument all the time with my husband about whether or not the music I play is alternative. But to me, alternative is just anything that at the time was just out there, was just totally new. And to me, that music was totally new at that time. I mean, when you first heard that song, don't tell me you didn't go, what? Especially if you heard it in real time, like if you heard it back in 1978, which I wouldn't have heard because I would have been too young. But I'm sure at the time people were like, what is that? So that was Blondie and One Way or Another. And before that, we heard from 10cc and Dreadlock Holiday, another song where they just took all the different genres and smooshed them together and out came that beautiful song. You're here with Jen on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, and this is Kaboom, your weekly dose of alternative music. We've got one last song, a song that kind of hints towards what's coming. The 80s are just around the corner, and this next song just really kind of has a little, just gives you a little taste of what we're going to see in the 80s. This is the Boomtown Rats, and I Don't Like Mondays.
And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Types to a waging world. A mother feels so shocked. Father's world is rocked, and their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't that beachy keen. No, I ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Today is how to die, and then
the bullhorn crackles and the captain tackles with the problems of the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die, die, oh, oh. And the silicon chip inside a head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. Why reason do you need to be sure?
The end of the 70s, almost the end of the 70s, and the 80s are just around the corner. You can hear a little bit of The Cure and Tears for Fears coming out there. That song is a little more of a story, has a little more of a lyric to it than just kind of screaming and punky. It's a little darker. So the 80s are coming, and we will be listening to some songs from 1979 in the next few weeks. And eventually we'll get into the 80s. Anyway, thanks for joining us this week on Kaboom, your weekly dose of alternative music. As always, I'm Jen. And next week we're going to listen to some songs that have been made into covers. Or some songs that are covers. Some of them are songs that you're not going to have known were covers, maybe. And some are some very obvious covers of very popular songs. But it's going to be great. So I hope you join us. And again, this is Jen on CFRC 101.9 in Kingston. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Somewhere Between Here and Brooklyn, the sound of Seth W.J. Hunt, Alone in a Room, One Mic, No Extras. Stripped to its bones, Seth's new EP captures every moment that would normally be polished away. Blending the quiet ache and storytelling of Wilco Brighteyes and Cameron Winter, Hunt's original songs feel both intimate and personal. The record also reimagines two iconic tracks, pulling Red Hot Chili Peppers' Other Side and Pearl Jam's Black into a stark acoustic space where the weight of the lyrics hits even harder. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Seth W.J. Hunt's Somewhere Between Here and Brooklyn on your favorite platforms and enjoy the lead single from it here called Stay with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Try that again.
I'll go back to your house if you want. Can you take me back? And I'll do anything you want me to do. And I'll sit back and relax. And I will stay until tomorrow. And then I'll take the train back home.